track 208.
So here we are now at the top of the ramp. Directly across from it is a tall case clock and a desk with a double portrait over the desk of Captain and Mrs. Caleb Kempton. The desk that you see in this Chippendale style with its understated inlays actually belonged to Joseph Russell, the founder of Bedford Village. The desk probably dates from the middle part of the 18th century. And it was Joseph Russell who first conceived of the idea that there could become a thriving commercial port devoted to the whale fishery right here on the banks of the Acushnet River. In the Slocum House was this fantastic clock.
Dates from probably about the 1760s. Its works were manufactured in London by George Pryor. Pryor specialized in making clockworks for the export market, which may explain how Pellick Slocum of Dartmouth, Massachusetts, acquired it in the colonial era. The family lore suggests that the clock was smuggled into the colonies. However, Slocum was known to have traded in slaves, and it could also have come through some other English colonial port, like Barbados in the Caribbean, or even Newport, Rhode Island.
And it is said that this clock was one of the prized possessions of the family, and during the War of 1812, when the region was being threatened by the British, that the clock was filled up with the family silver and buried out in the fields until the danger passed, and then it was dug up. And it came into the museum collection just a few years back in 2013. Family donated it. Pellick Slocum's clock from the Slocum House at Barney's Joy. It's a pretty wonderful colonial artifact to have here in this particular exhibition.